everyone. We've added this note to the beginning of all of our original episodes of the podcast to let you know of a few changes that have happened around here and hopefully avoid any confusion for you as listeners. When we began this podcast, it was called Starseed Survival Guide, and most people called me, your host, by my birth name, Erin. Throughout the first 22 episodes, you'll hear me introduce myself as Erin, hear others refer to me as Erin, and hear many references to the name of the show being Starseed Survival Guide. In 2018, more and more folks began calling us Yaya, and in March of 2020, we changed the name of this podcast to Earthside Survival Guide to more accurately reflect our intentions for the show. For a little more of the full story of what these changes mean to us, please check out episode 23, a temple talk where we reflect on where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. We thank you for your patience during this transition, for listening and sharing this journey with us, and most importantly, for allowing us to continue to grow and evolve. Blessings.
And as I call in the east, I walk into the stream. And as I call in the south, I bring water to my mouth. And as I call in the west, the creek swallows my chest. And as I call in the north, I am swallowed by her source.
Greetings, Starseeds, and welcome to the Starseed Survival Guide podcast. I'll be your host, Erin Rivera Merriman, and I'm honored to facilitate a place for us to virtually gather to be seeded, activated, and germinated by the infinite well of galactic and terrestrial wisdom that is available to all in every moment. Thank you for hearing the call, for remembering that there is so very much more to life and showing up to explore the secret, esoteric, mystical, and unorthodox pathways to liberation that are and forever will be open to you and all who seek them with sincerity. We welcome and hail to the guardians and the gatekeepers who dwell eternally in the liminal realms. We humbly beseech your assistance today in opening these portals between the dimensions so that those who have tuned in with this transmission may find themselves able to listen from a deeper place and receive the hybrid medicine and restructuring that the helper spirits who called this broadcast into being so generously provide. May you as sacred listeners hear what you need to hear and discard anything that is not of value to your own stated intentions for your life and the fulfillment of your soul's purpose in the most enjoyable, most beautiful possible way. Starseed Survival Guide is a listener-supported program, and we hope that if you find value in the experience we share here today, that you might consider offering support by visiting us online at www.activeculturefamily.com and making a purchase or donation. Many blessings to you on your journey, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Greetings, Starseeds. It's me, Erin, and today's Temple Talk is about a subject I probably spend way too much time contemplating, and that is the nature of karma. If you're like me, you may have first heard this word karma in the song by John Lennon and Yoko Ono in the Plastic Ono Band entitled Instant Karma. Although the song was written out of some genuine insights into the nature of karma, most of the subtleties of the content were lost on me as a child, and I ironically only remember the opening lines, "Instant karma's gonna get you." Karma is often simplified to mean the law of cause and effect. In the West, this concept of karma was received into our existing Judeo-Christian framework that leads to a popular notion that unpleasant things happening in the present are the result of our karma, or punishment of some kind for past actions. I'm here today to tell you it doesn't work this way. If you get one thing out of the next 10 minutes, I hope it is that you will at least begin to consider the possibility that karma is not punishment. It's not penance. I'm going to say it again because it's that important to me. Karma is never, ever a punishment. That is a Western gross misinterpretation of the nature of karma, which makes karma some kind of boogeyman or force outside of ourselves to contend with. In a third dimensional sense, karma is an ally. And when we begin to open to the fourth dimension and beyond, where opposites are understood to be two arbitrary points on the same spectrum, where perception of otherness just kind of melts back into oneness, we see that more than an ally to the higher self, karma is an extension of our higher self. The means by which we ensure that we seek out the experiences our soul must have in order to become what we most desire to become. So karma is the force by which our souls are able to continually draw to ourselves these experiences that we believe will have the greatest potential to communicate to us what we ourselves are deeply desiring to learn and the wisdom that we are longing to have. So karma is this amazing blessing, like getting to go to the graduate school of our choice for free. So we'll draw to ourselves those experiences most capable of illustrating to us whatever it is in our belief system or personal mythology that needs to be jettisoned in order for us to be happy. We will magnetize these perfectly designed educational experiences as many times as necessary to ensure that we got the right message out of any relationship or life experience. So karma is in fact a most generous of teachers because she lets us take the final exam over and over again until we pass. To give a very simple example of how we misunderstand karma, two people go to the beach. One puts sunscreen on, the other doesn't. One gets burned, the other doesn't. The sunburn is not your karma for not putting sunscreen on. A sunburn fades in a few days and is forgotten. Your karma is the lasting impact that this experience has on your timeless being, if any. So if the experience causes you to regard the sun with more respect and to take appropriate measures to expose yourself to the desired amount of sun in the future, then you've learned a lasting lesson, and that experience becomes part of the wisdom of your direct experience or your dharma. Maturity is when you have enough awareness to create a set of best practices around what you know to be true and beneficial to your well-being, with mastery occurring when those best practices have repeatedly proven to create greater harmony in your life, and when they go beyond being good habits and become as natural to you as breathing. If, because of other untrue belief systems you already have in place, you regard this experience of getting a sunburn as proof of your theory that you have it harder than other people, or are never allowed to have any fun, for example, then it becomes part of your karmic burden. Our karmic burden is simply the collection of everything that we believe that is not actually true and not serving our well-being. So when I speak of karma, I'm speaking of an accumulation of self-limiting beliefs that are the result of one of two things. Either having experiences that we are not capable of integrating at our current level of development, thus repressing or storing them somewhere in the body, often the yoni for women and the prostate gland for men, to be processed later when we are capable of extracting the wisdom from those experiences, or it can be the result of living life at a pace that does not honor and make time for maintenance. We must slow down in order to be conscious of the meaning we're making out of what we experience, in order to be at choice as to what story we will carry with us moving forward. In other words, it's on us to make sure that we're interpreting our experiences correctly and getting the intended message. When we do this, we generally feel contentment and a sense of ease in moving through the world. This is sometimes referred to as being in alignment with higher guidance. Nothing's in the way. We're getting the messages, acting appropriately upon the information, and experiencing the life we came here to live. I'm really passionate about helping people better understand what karma is and what it's not, and love to explore new modalities for both heavy-duty work, such as supporting people in addressing PTSD, and also modalities that educate individuals as to how to perform more routine daily maintenance on their karmic load. Some of my personal favorite modalities have included yoni egg practice, sacred spot massage, violet alchemy energy work, and I'm also available for private session work in this realm in the form of a 6-week supported karma clearing journey working with herbal allies that results in a clarity and insight into the nature of your soul contract, and as such is ideal for assisting individuals in times of confusion, stagnation, and transition. You can find out more about this and my other offerings and projects by visiting www.activeculturefamily.com/sessions. Thanks so much for listening. We're here.